It's time for News for Seniors with Sally Hilly, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.
Well, good morning, and welcome to News for Seniors on this very last Sunday in April. Well, it's time to leave Florida. And the amazing thing is that not many are leaving Florida. The traffic is tremendous. I really think people came down to get out of the cold and decided not to go back. Florida is really booming, with about 1,000 houses and condos going up in our area. Really can't blame them, because Florida was the only state that didn't have snow this year. Traditionally, most people in Kingsgate go home the last of March. And the reason is that it really gets hot in Florida about that time. We broke some records this year, I understand. And one of the weathermen on TV said that Florida was now getting their August weather. I'll miss my Florida friends and our wonderful swimming pool. I swam 18 laps twice this year. I used to swim that all the time, and I used to swim more, but it's difficult now. Usually I swim either 10 or 8 laps. Incidentally, I read that swimming may be the best exercise to lower the risk of falls. Yes, an Australian researcher looked at the types of exercise that were performed by 1,700 men that were past 70 and older. And they compared that with the likelihood of a fall over a 4-year period. Men who swam were 33% less likely to fall than those who did other activities such as golfing and calisthenics. This may be because swimming develops strong and stable muscles, which help with the balance. All I know is that I feel so much better after swimming. I started keeping track of how many miles I swam, and this was starting with November in 1993. Since then, I have swum over 2,000 miles, and I kind of figured that would be like swimming from Ohio to Florida and back. So if you haven't tried swimming, give it a chance. Even walking in the pool helps. Did you see this on TV? A reporter went to Texas Tech and asked the students who won the Civil War. I was shocked at their answers. Some did not know about the war, and some guessed the South won. Students can't recite the Pledge of Allegiance, and they do not teach cursive writing anymore. I would imagine in years to come, if students want to read something in cursive writing, they will have to start a class for it. I'm sure you all remember the alphabet on the blackboard, and the teacher had to copy the letters. Actually, I got a blue ribbon for my writing. I guess you could say the world is really changing. Well, I'll be back to talk about some special seniors right after this message from my fine sponsor, Glenwood Retirement Community.
There's something special about Glenwood Retirement Community. From the beautifully landscaped campus to the social activities, you'll find relaxed, worry-free living designed with you in mind.
My social life here is great, a lot better than it was in my own home, because I tended to sit there by myself. And here, you know, there's always somebody to talk to or go play cards with.
The best thing about Mom living at Glenwood is once in a while I get to come up here and eat. And the food is really good.
Connect with us at glenwoodretirement.org.
Well, here's some news about seniors. Elizabeth Sullivan of Fort Worth, Texas, has been drinking Dr. Pepper all her life. She says she owes her life to that drink. She's 104, and for her birthday, she was surprised with a Dr. Pepper-shaped cake and a gift basket from Larry Young, who is the CEO of Dr. Pepper. Now, here's a story about a couple who wed after 68 years. That's 7 decades after they dated as teenagers. Frank Gray and Ada Hetch are now 85 years old. They dated as teenagers for 6 months until another boy came into the picture. Well, Ada says it was all a misunderstanding, but Frank says there's a good reason he couldn't call her. Ada says they grew apart and broke off. Both married other people and built families of their own. but living on the island, they still saw each other from time to time. Though it wasn't until more than 60 years went by, after Frank's wife had passed away, that he gave Ada another call. After a third call, she said yes, and so he took her to dinner for her birthday. She said spending time with Frank felt just right. Before long, Frank was asking Ada to be his bride. The couple decided on a Valentine's Day wedding, a chance to include their families and a special date for Ada, whose parents were married on that same day. Frank and Ada planned to spend their day swimming at the YMCA together and just enjoying each other's company at her home in Salisbury Cove. I read this article in the Venice Gondolier Sun. In fact, I read it over twice to make sure that it could be true. Well, it seems a very plush pet resort called Bayside Pet Resort in Osprey, Florida, is opening soon. It will have suites, swimming pools, and everything a pampered pet needs. It will accommodate 200 pets, and one will have 125 pet suites for dogs and 20 kitten condos. For dogs, their suites will have patios. Prices range from $28 to $57 a day. Kitty suites with two-floor condominiums are $24 a day. Additional fun for canines during their stay includes a session on, and I'm quoting, all about me, love, and attention. Group plays, trail or business walks, brush and fluff, gourmet treats, and even skinny dipping. For felines, there is lap time, tuck in, and for the curious frisky cat, there is exploring and stalking sessions. A popular feature is a luxury day spa for dogs, where they can relax in soothing, tranquil surroundings with intuitive care. Therapeutic mud baths relieve itching and arthritis and more. A canine massage therapist will put your dog's mind and body at ease. And you can even have a canine birthday party celebrated in style at the spa. The full-day body and soul package offers ultimate relaxation, pampering with grooming, a massage and gourmet treat. Spa services include a blueberry facial, nail polish, teeth brushing, paw balm, and more. Doggy daycare is for people to drop off their pets on their way to work and collect them when they return home. Supervised 24-hour-a-day pups enjoy 4 playtime daily with 6 guests. Within the Cat Play Lounge are 20 kitten condos where guests can relax or sit up high watching goldfish frolicking in the tank. Throughout the windows, kitties can watch dogs and people moving around the resort reception office. Fed 3 times daily, the animals with special needs get special attention, including medication. Well, it's just hard to believe that pets today have such luxuries. Well, let's hope most of the pets are from the shelter of the Humane Society. Well, it's time to go. My fine sponsor is the Glenwood Retirement Community, where they have many activities for seniors. It's also a good place to live. My charity who will receive my salary this month is the National Association for Blind Veterans. Just a reminder, this program can be heard on your computer. Just go to WMOA1490.com, click on podcasts and senior news, and you've got it. Be sure to say a prayer for our nation and the world. This is Sally Healy saying, life is a gift. Make the most of it. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to News for Seniors with Sally Healy, brought to you by the Glenwood Retirement Community, located at 200 Timberline Drive in Marietta.